The following audio drama is rated PG-13 and may include coarse language, sexual references, and violence. Parental guidance is recommended. Children under the age of 13 should listen with an adult.
They don't appear to be
This is a Milk & Seed audio production, where entertainment is always free.
If anything happens to me, I want there to be a record. My name, my real name, is Alice Drake. Once I was an a pretty good one, I think. That seems like a lifetime ago now. But I lost faith in my vocation and left. Went looking for something else. Instead, something found me. A place called The Village. A relic from the Cold War, or so I thought. I met an old man there with no name. He seemed, I don't know, significant. I think he used to be a major player in the same world I was trying to leave behind. I didn't know if I could trust him, but I can't deny he saved my life. The village, the whole island, was destroyed in a nuclear explosion. You may have heard about that freak volcanic explosion in the Atlantic. Don't believe the news. There was nothing natural about it. So we escaped. And as far as I know, everyone thinks I'm dead, lost at sea, and that he died years ago. And I found out that Thomas was dead too. My husband. Ex-husband. Nobody knows how. But I can't help feeling there's a connection with what happened to me. So now, it's just Megan and I, with new identities and a new home. I've done my best to cover our tracks, to start afresh, but whoever or whatever was behind the village is still active. That weird little town was hiding something vast, some operation I only caught a glimpse of. I don't want to see any more. I don't need any more conspiracies. Any more danger. Is it paranoia if they're really watching you? For now, end.
The Prisoner, Torchbearer. Part 1, Baiting the Hook.
Stay with me. Mum, I'm going to take Bonnie down to the shore, okay?
All right, but don't go too far. I'm just going into the store. And do your coat up. It's freezing.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Crawford. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. And it's Alice I keep telling you.
Well, that's kind of you, dear. But to be fair, I've only known you 9 months. How's your little girl?
Not so little of late. She's showing distinct signs of becoming a teen.
Aye, they grow up faster every day. Seems only last week that Matthew was a grubby-faced boy, and now he's going off to Inverness next week to start his course. Oh, I don't know how I'll run this place without him.
What's he studying?
Engineering. Reckon he wants to go on the rigs like his uncle. Well, what else is there to do around here? You're very unusual.
Hmm? What?
Well, coming to the Orkneys to work. You're some kind of designer, did you say?
Yes. Corporate websites, databases. As long as I've got a good connection, I can work anywhere. Do you have any dry pasta in at the moment?
Well, if there's none on the shelf, won't have any till the delivery boat tomorrow. Well, you must like your peace and quiet. Oh, yes, I've got a couple of bits of post for you. Nearly forgot.
Nearly out of milk. Oh, it could be the book I ordered. That's quick.
Now, where did I... Aha! Here we go. One parcel and one card. Is it your birthday soon?
What? No, no. It's not for ages.
You're Megan's, then?
No. Not really.
Is it bad news?
I don't know what it is. London postmark.
Why, it looks like a ransom note, doesn't it? All made out of newspaper letters like that. Move. They've found you.
Do you mind?
So sorry, dear. Just seeing if I could help. Well, that's a bit odd, seeing a helicopter landing here.
Did you just say?
Well, look out there on the beach. That's not the Coast Guard, is it? All black like that. Well.
Who are you? Bonnie! Let go! No! Mom! Help me!
Get away from her! Someone help me! They're taking my daughter! No! Damn you, no! No!
Any news?
In the last 20 minutes, no. No sightings of the helicopter or your daughter. They appear to have vanished into thin air.
It must have landed somewhere. Logged a flight pattern.
When it comes to missing persons...
Kidnapping, I think you meant.
The first 72 hours are crucial. The more information we have, the better. Plus, the full cooperation of the relatives.
I don't believe it. Are you suggesting I'm not fully cooperating in finding my own daughter?
According to you and several other witnesses, this helicopter, containing three men, landed next to your daughter. Two men got out, seized the girl, shot your dog, and took off moments later. Now, that to me hardly seems like a casual, opportunistic crime. This operation was planned by people with resources. Yet, you sit there and tell me that you have no idea at all who they could be. That you don't have an enemy in the world. Nothing special about you or your daughter.
You make it sound like a crime to be an ordinary working mother. I've given you everything.
That's the problem, Miss Crawford. I just don't believe you. Oh, I've checked your background and your daughter's all very uneventful. But every instinct in my body tells me you're hiding something. For what reason, I can't guess. Maybe you think you're protecting Megan by not telling me the truth, but you're wrong, very wrong.
If there had been a ransom demand, I would have told you.
We've been monitoring you since you reported the incident. I know you haven't heard from them.
Am I a suspect?
In the absence of other evidence, I have to consider the possibility. Please, Alice, unless you trust us, we can't find Megan. What did you do? Who are you hiding from?
Are we finished here? You'll keep me informed.
Of course. Are you planning on going anywhere?
Yes, I'm going to see my family in London for a few days.
Why aren't they coming up here? I could order you to stay on the island. Please leave a forwarding address before you go, Miss Crawford. And if you do remember anything, you've got my number, haven't you? Thank you.
Alice Drake, I want to speak to Malcolm Ross in the head office. Tell him I want to place a large order for a new firm. I'm looking for generous terms. Perhaps you'd like to meet me at Covent Garden.
Miss Drake, my name's Craig. Jeffrey Craig.
I want to see some ID.
Satisfied.
Where's Ross, Mr. Craig?
Retired. May I sit down? Soon after you sailed off into the Blue Yonder, in fact. Can I get you anything? You look like you could use something warm. No? So where did you get to? I gather there was some kind of storm that wrecked the boat, but the news never reported your recovery.
I'm prepared to come back to work. You can debrief me, reassign me, whatever. But I need something in return.
Finding your daughter.
How did... Of course. Jax.
Naturally, when you got back in touch with us, I made some inquiries. The police seem to have reached a dead end. Sorry. Poor choice of word.
This was no ordinary kidnapping. It was a professional extraction.
So you say.
You've read my record. I've proved myself plenty of times. I'm one of the best field agents in the department.
Were, Alice. You were. But then you walked out on us. Then you disappeared for over a year and assumed a new identity. You can hardly expect us to welcome you back with open arms.
I've told you...
You think an interview in a medical and you'll be back, heading up a team to rescue your daughter? It doesn't work like that. You're no longer a resource, you're an embarrassment. A problem to be passed off onto a junior officer like me. Unless...
Unless?
You've got something to sell, aside from yourself.
What?
Maybe you've been busy whilst you've been away. Made any interesting new friends? Learned something?
I'm not a chatty girl, and I haven't joined any rivals either. If I had, I think your bosses would know, wouldn't they? I don't have that kind of leverage.
Maybe, but the old school is changing. There's been a fresh intake, a new head. We don't know as much as we'd like, but I'm authorized to make you a proposal. When you were listed as missing, the department froze all your accounts, sold your property. I don't know how you've been managing in your new identity, but I imagine it's been hard. You could get it all back, as well as our help in discovering what happened to your daughter.
I'm listening.
It's about a man you might have met. An old dog who slipped his leash.
What's his name?
That's the strangest thing. There are no records and only one picture. Well?
Hard to tell. When was this taken? The 60s.
Then there's Thomas. Do you have any of his property? Any information he might have left with you for safekeeping?
What are you looking for? Is this something to do with Megan?
When was the last time you saw this man? Is he in London? Is that why you broke cover? If you could help me find him, I can give you a very positive referral. Help you get back in.
Why do you want him?
That's not your problem, is it? Finding your daughter is...
I'll be in touch. Excuse me.
Can you really afford to walk away? Right now, that information is the only asset you have. You know how this works. If we wanted, we could simply arrest you.
For what?
Well, there's so many ways to be a threat to the public good these days, aren't there?
Foster's General Store.
Hi, it's me, Alice.
Oh, Mrs. Crawford. How are you? Any news about your little girl?
No, not yet.
Oh, that's a shame.
Mrs. Foster, is there any mail for me?
Well, I'll just have a look then. Yes, a couple of things. One's from the RSVP and... Oh, I remember this one. It feels like another one of those cards. London postmark. Like the one you got that terrible day.
Open it.
Very well. Oh, it is a card. Same newspaper letters. It says, 1204, where you met sitting, 2002. Well, that's not a local place, now, is it? Does it mean anything to you?
I'll make it mean something.
Should I take this to the...
Another Smith's, mate. Hi, can I get you anything?
I'm all right, thanks.
You've been sitting here for a while, couldn't help but notice you. Need some company?
I'm waiting for someone, thanks.
And now someone's turned up. Come on, what's that you're holding? Vodka and orange?
Please, leave me alone, now!
There's no need to play games. Ah! Let go, bitch!
You want games? Why don't I just snap this backwards? Because right now, I'm a very angry woman, and I've been pushed as far as I'm going to be by you or the rest of them.
What is going on here? You can both get out of here now, or I'm dialing 999.
Don't worry, I'm going.
Alice Drake?
Who wants to know?
Well, careful. I'm a friend. A friend, you see. I sent you the cards. Look, here's another one in the same style. It's got my name on it. Well, it is my name, but it's not necessarily my signature because then it'd be tracked. Anyway, it's got my name on it.
Robinson. So, how do you know about Siddiq?
He used to be a source for you, didn't he? I mean, I knew you'd work together. Knew him, you know, before he disappeared. And not on good a bit, but I don't know for certain, but I am working on it, you know. Just miss him.
Who do you work for?
Oh, no one. No, I'm freelance, yeah, no. Won't work with anybody, nope. Too risky, nope. Anyway, in fact, I'm more of an unarmed observer, really. That's why you can trust me. Question is, how far can I trust you, Miss Drake?
I kept this appointment. Beyond that, what else do you need?
I nearly didn't come, you know. It's rather risky being out here, especially for me. But if I didn't... Listen, Miss Drake, I know something about your daughter. It's just a piece of puzzle, really, but you might be able to do something with it, and I can't.
What is it?
Oh, I've been out in the open too long, all right? We can't talk here.
You damn well will talk.
Let go! Not here. Not now. Don't you see them? Look, Nightly Shopping Arcade, by the statue, Wednesday, 5:10. Don't try and follow me.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would care to disembark.
What is this place?
Yes, it's a bit of a wrench after the reception, but Delta is the best test area to properly demonstrate the RX-722. If everyone would please follow me to the roped-off area on our right and sit down, the demonstration will begin. Whilst you're settling yourselves, may I introduce Professor Dorothy McHugh and Dr. Zenzo Yoshimura. These are the heads of the RX project. Dr. Yoshimura is a protege of Professor Reitman, the originator of the original RX design. Now, if you're ready, I don't think I'm exaggerating when I describe the original RX as a design classic. As iconic as the Kalashnikov or the Bowie, but even its creators knew that it wasn't perfect. It could sometimes be unreliable. Its range was limited. Its effects sometimes hard to predict. But Drewald has rewritten the rulebook. Our engineers have found innovative solutions to seemingly insurmountable problems. The result is a weapon capable of operating in virtually any environment and implemented in a wide variety of tasks, from crowd control to remotely locating and killing an individual by their DNA. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the RX-722. Isn't it beautiful? The team nicknamed it Rover. Just wait until you see what it can do.
You have been listening to part one of Torchbearer, starring Stefania Lintonbaum as Alice, Isabel Cavan as Megan, Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as Mrs. Foster, Michael Hudson as Detective Inspector Alderney, Chris Barnes as Grade, Carl Bowler as the pub customer, Kevin Hiley as the landlord, Darren Mallar as Paul Trent, and Bernadette M. Groves as Robinson. Theme music arranged by Stevie K. Farnaby, based on the original by Ron Grainer. End title music by Chatry Art. Written and produced by Gareth Preston. Inspired by characters created by Dean Motter. This has been a Broken Sea Audio production.